Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Texas confirming zero COVID deaths. Chicago's mayor tells residents to keep wearing masks. The Supreme Court to hear a case challenging Roe v. Wade. Half of Americans plan on celebrating Memorial Day in large groups. Some pets now experiencing separation anxiety. Also ahead, hackers. How bad a problem is this? But first, Texas Governor Abbott reporting the Lone Star State had no virus fatalities on Monday, the first time since March of last year. New cases and hospitalizations also dropping to record lows in Texas. President Biden calling Abbott's decision to reopen the Lone Star State in March, quote, Neanderthal thinking. Remember that? But Abbott is now proved correct. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot rejecting new guidelines from the CDC, saying everyone, including vaccinated people, should continue wearing face masks both indoors and outdoors. The far-left Democrat is also maintaining social distancing, despite new cases of COVID dropping 92% since January in Chicago. The Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments in a case from Mississippi that could establish limits on abortion, the first major challenge to Roe v. Wade in recent times. Mississippi passed legislation in 2018 that basically bars nearly all abortions after a pregnancy reaches 15 weeks. The Supremes will decide whether that will stand. Survey from Ohio State University says 50% of Americans plan on enjoying Memorial Day with at least 10 other people. Two-thirds will not require guests to wear masks. The study comes as cases of the contagion drop in every state. Nearly half of all adults in the USA are now fully vaccinated. The country's veterinarians warning pet owners that some animals will likely face separation anxiety as millions of workers head back to the office. After 15 months of constant contact, many pets have adapted to 24-hour companionship. So experts say owners should gradually ease the pets into a new environment. In a moment. Hackers, what should happen to them? Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, hackers. A group attacked the Colonial Pipeline, bringing chaos to the East Coast. Gas stations ran out of fuel. Car lines developed. It was like the Jimmy Carter days. Reports say the pipeline company paid $5 million to the hackers to desist. That was a major mistake. So what should happen is President Biden designating the hackers, the group, the black something. We don't even know exactly who they are yet. But President Biden should designate whoever did this as terrorists because they are assaulting the security of the USA. Now, all presidents have the power to do that under the use of military force against terrorists act. I bet you've never heard of that. I'll say it again. The use of military force against terrorists act. or the acronym AUMF. President Obama updated that authorization on February 11, 2015, and later in 2016. Mr. Obama expanded AUMF to include ISIS and other foreign groups that are trying to hurt the USA. Well, once again, that has not been widely reported. But a president has the power, with a pen and paper, as Mr. Obama might say, to write down the name of a terror group and say the USA is going to attack it. So, terror groups overseas, and this is where the Colonial Pipeline Group is, can be destroyed with U.S. drones and special forces. Now, the number of drones that America has is classified. Barack Obama did use them, and so did President Trump. In fact, the U.S. Air Force has a fleet of 10,000 drones ready to go right now. According to Columbia University, experts believe approximately 150 people are targeted for death by drone strikes every year. The most famous, President Trump ordering the death of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani near Baghdad on January 3rd, 2020. Remember that? Well, Soleimani got blown up, and so did 9 other people, including 5 Iranians and 4 Iraqis. But back to the hack. The only way to stop attacks on American infrastructure in the future is to designate hackers as terrorists. That is the only way to do this. We can't be paying ransom to any group that decides to attack our infrastructure. And believe me, this is going to become a major problem. Now, it will take courage for a president to do that. But remember, Barack Obama and Donald Trump both did it very quietly, and they were effective in stopping Iranian terrorism and ISIS. So that's what should happen to the hacks. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve that message by writing it. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. American cuisine, famous for a number of dishes, hamburgers, apple pie, fried chicken. But one tradition has dominated us for more than 3 centuries, barbecue. The first mention of the cookout dates back to, ready, 1672. Even George Washington mentioned barbecue in his personal diary in 1769. Researchers say the technique of slowly heating meat over a wood flame was first used by indigenous tribes. Christopher Columbus and his crew noticed the technique, calling it barbacoa. Now, there are 4 distinctive styles of barbecue in the USA: Carolina, Kansas City, Memphis, and Texas, each with its own characteristics. Folks in KC like the sauce. In Tennessee, it's about the ribs. Today, barbecue means big business. $2 billion of cooking equipment sold each year, including smokers, grills, and fire pits. There are now more than 1,500 barbecue restaurants in California alone. That number doubles in Texas. When I lived in Dallas, I used to go to a place called Sonny Bryan's. If you are in a supermarket, you also have a wide variety of choices when it comes to sauce. There are 5,000 different companies serving barbecue sauce. Top-selling brand in the USA, seventh straight year, Sweet Baby Ray's. According to Eater.com, the most popular dishes this summer will be ribs, pork, and shoulder. Number one goes to beef brisket. And here's something else you might not know. COVID having an impact on how we cook. Despite high vaccination rates, many Americans still don't want to travel and will spend time in the backyard. That's perfect for a family cookout. If you're looking to make a traditional Texas beef brisket, however, clear your calendar. The entire process from smoking to carving takes 16 hours and requires 25 pounds of wood. Back after this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.